Come on, up. Sleeping through sunrise every once in a while is fine, but I draw the line at nearly midday. Oh dear, the sun hurts your eyes. What a shame. Now, come on then, up. No more excuses. Oh, what was that, young master? You like me a lot less than your last maid. Well, good. Then I must be doing something right. Well, that's because she was a lazy maid and let you do as you please and spend your time on nonsense when you obviously have duties to attend to. What? It's a good thing I'm pretty. Jeez, my young master. Surely you can't think so much of a lowly maid such as myself to be worthy of your attentions. Just make sure you keep your lecherous eyes off of me while I clean this pigsty you call a room. Honestly, I don't know why your parents indulge you so. Oh? What was that? Your natural charm. Oh no, it's far more likely that it's because you're the first son of his lordship. And as such, you're expected to attend a meeting after midday, so you'd better go get washed up now so you'll make it in time. Well, yes, of course your bath has already been drawn. I saw to it myself, and I've already laid out your clothes and shoes as well. Come with you into the bath? Oh, now, don't be ridiculous. I am not some harlot that you found in a tavern, or some farmer's daughter willing to get on her knees for you. Go on and get in there and wash yourself, and if you have any more outlandish requests, I will drag you in myself. Yes, there you go. Very good. While you do that, I'll be tidying up in here. These sheets do need changing. One moment. Yes? Ah, yes, thank you. Oh, well, look at this. You managed to get washed and shaved without nicking yourself. Well done. Your breakfast is here. Come and eat it before you dress. If you spill any of it on yourself, your father won't be pleased. Is something wrong, young master? Well, maybe if you get out of bed on time tomorrow, it'll be warm, Oh, the meeting? Well, no, nothing confirmed, but from what I've heard, it's something rather important. Rumor is that it has something to do with a royal appointment. Oh, don't be ridiculous. Her Majesty doesn't visit nobles. They come to her. Tell me, young master, are you keen to see if she's as beautiful as they say? Such a deviant mind you have. Well, you'd best hurry up and get dressed, or you'll be late. Oh, did she really, then? She helped you get dressed at your age. Oh, I bet you enjoyed that, having some poor girl paw all over you. You are not a child anymore, young master. Dress yourself. What? What's this? This will not do. Your doublet and collar are crooked. Oh, dear, just put your hands on your head. What? What do you mean, why? If I have to make you presentable so you don't embarrass your family, I need to ensure that those perverted hands of yours are in sight. There, that's better. Honestly, you'd think that you would have learned to dress yourself properly by now, young master. What? Lucky? No, more like spoiled. Though most of you lordlings are. Even after all the kingdom has been through this past year, and you lot still cling to your airs and graces. Tell me, did your family manage to avoid the worst of the bloodshed? Did they side with the conspirators while the queen was in hiding, in order to maintain their position? What sort of maid am I? The sort who gets things done. The sort who ensures that her master is able to carry out his duties. There. You look less like a dog's breakfast. You may drop your arms now as well. Yes. All right. If I were you, I'd be early and go speak with his lordship. Really? A kiss for good luck. You know, young master, I've known some men who have a one-track mind, but this? This is ridiculous. But, all right. Close your eyes. I'll give you a little something to remember me by. What? You mean to tell me that you're hurt by little old me twisting your arm like this? And what if I do this? Does it make you more uncomfortable? Does the young master not like it when I press on him down here with my heel like this? You should be thanking the gods that I'm in a good mood today. Now let's make something very clear. I am not here for you to gawk or paw at. If there's any more inappropriate behavior, the last thing you'll have to worry about is a few bruises and any discomfort to your manhood. Understand? Good. Now, up you get then. Let's just dust you off a bit and... Yes, that should do. Now, don't keep his lordship waiting. I'll finish up tidying your room and sorting out your evening dress. If you need anything further, my name is Iona. Now, off you go then.